Welcome back to
let Dylan's camera adjust. What the fuck?
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah. Welcome back to the
Wait. All right, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm gonna crash out. Welcome back to the third episode of the 3rd to the 25th. I'm here with co-host Bruce and co-host Dylan. How y'all feeling today?
Very good and very, very exhausted. It's been a long day.
Very long day.
Very long day.
Well, today we're not doing any reactions. I don't think so. I think we're just gonna yap the whole time. Talk about shit.
Yep.
It's officially the first episode of October, spooky season. So,
yes, sir.
You want to start off with hot takes, or do you want to start off with Halloween shit?
I do not have a hot take right now. I'm not gonna lie.
I just have a stupid hot take.
You just want to do Halloween shit right now, then?
Yeah, do the Halloween first, and then do the hot take.
All right.
Yeah.
What are y'all top 5 Halloween movies or horror movies?
You can go first, Dylan.
I'd have to look it up, to be honest, because I watch a lot of horror movies, bro.
For me, I gotta say, I think my favorite Halloween movie, like horror, are we talking about like all in general or
any of them?
Bro, you know what slipped on? Hubie Halloween, bro, with Adam Sandler. That shit is hilarious. That shit is fucking hilarious. So I gotta say that's like 5. Nightmare Before Christmas is 4. That movie is like, okay, is it Halloween or is it Christmas?
Yeah.
Fuck around. It could be both. So it's at 4. 3. I'm gonna say the franchises, because I can't go out and pick one movie that's like.
Yeah.
I gotta say. I'll say Friday the 13th.
Like the movie, just.
Like the franchise, because I can't go out and choose one movie. Friday the 13th, and then probably Scream. Bro, Scream has been, like, the new.
My top one, my number one.
Bro, the new Scream's coming out, bro, have been so fire.
Oh, God. Motherfucker got a shotgun now, bro. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but. I don't know if I could choose individual movies. Trick or Treat's up there. Trick or Treat's a weird ass movie, but it's kind of good.
Is that Sam? With Sam, right?
Yeah, Sam. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is fire.
The new one is pretty good.
Have you seen the new one yet, guys?
No. Yeah, I just watched it last week, I think.
Nah, I want to go watch it.
It's okay. That's all I'm gonna say.
But it's okay.
I heard the ending is stupid. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah. I don't know. I just think when I'm thinking Halloween, I usually think horror. And then, obviously, like, Michael Myers is number one, probably.
I don't know. The last one was kind of eh.
The last one? Where
Halloween Ends.
Where they threw him at in a fucking garbage disposal? I thought it was pretty cool. I like that movie.
I thought it was pretty cool until he died to an old lady.
In a garbage compactor.
Yeah, I thought that. I don't know.
Like, he can get shot in his eyes, lit on fire, but he can get squished.
I think my top 5 would be The Exorcist.
You want to say that again?
Wait. Say that again. Exorcist?
I don't know how to say it.
Exorcist? Oh yes, my goodness.
The Exorcist.
Holy shit.
And then I would have to say The Nun. The Nun is pretty scary.
Are you going from 5 to 1? Or are you going to 1 to 5?
1 to 5.
So Exorcist is number 1.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. That old ass, stupid ass movie, The Exorcist, is number 1?
It's still a pretty scary movie.
Scary? Bro, I could yell in my mic and it would scare you.
No.
Bro, that's what The Exorcist is. It's just ear rape.
Bro, some people get scared of it.
The Nun is so much scarier, bro. The Nun, I agree I agree with you, bro. I might have to go change my answer now that you said The Nun, because The Conjuring, Annabelle. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That shit literally had me shaking.
I literally just looked up Annabelle, bro. I literally just looked her up.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna have to change my list. That shit's
scary as fuck.
Annabelle,
The Conjuring's a good ass movie. Bro, oh my god. I have.
I just watched Conjuring.
I have one that y'all aren't thinking of. Is that your list, Dylan?
He didn't even finish, bro. He had two down.
I'd have to say number five is Terrifier.
Terrifier?
It's not scary, but like the gore in it.
That goofy ass movie.
I'm waiting for the third one, bro. I want to watch the third.
Apparently the third one's really good. It has like the best like rating, like Rotten Tomato, I guess.
Bro, he's in a Santa suit. What an axe.
I think it was like the world's first best rating, some shit like that.
What's your five, Alex? Because I'm gonna have to change up my list, bro. After now that I'm thinking,
Scream will always be up there. Like, okay. He's always been my number one. The Conjuring, just the way like they got everything going on with like the fucking what is that old person's name that like poked the baby's head with a needle? You know what I'm talking about? She's like, she has like a crooked neck in The Conjuring. It's like Annabelle in The Conjuring.
I don't know her name, but I know what you're talking about. Ooh, fuck hot.
Friday the 13th.
Fuck. Yeah. I've been on like kind of like a binge of Halloween movies since it's been. You know, since I started seeing the leaves fall, I was like, man, you know, it sounds good. Yeah. Friday the 13th. Right, so some fucking candy corn.
A lot of people hate on candy corn.
We'll get into that. That's my hot take. Okay,
So my number one is Scream, Conjuring, Friday the 13th, Terrifier, and Krampus.
Forgot about Krampus, bro.
Krampus?
Bro, that shit was fire, bro.
Oh, bro.
God. Oh my god, what was that one where it's like an urban legend and it looked like a fucking big ass monster made out of wood?
Long Legs?
No, fuck. Oh my god. I'm not gonna look this up.
You guys ever watch Antler?
Antler? No.
That's what I was talking about, Antler.
Antler. I like that movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a big, I don't know how, he's like 100-foot tall tree monster. Whatever.
What?
It's weird.
Yeah. I fucked with Antler. That's what I was talking about.
They were supposed to make the second one. They didn't make the second one.
Alright, since
the Urban Legend.
Since you guys kind of, like, made out the list a little bit easier for me, I gotta say, Conjuring, it's probably my number one. I watch that movie every year when it hits this time. I don't know. I just, like, I like paranormal because I believe in it. Yeah. I believe, like, that's the only thing, like, bro, you're not gonna have a fucking 6'7" dude that's invincible, bro, that can get lit on fire and shot in the face and shit like that, just keep surviving that shit. No, you're gonna die, bro. Like, Freddy's not real. That type of shit. But The Conjuring, number one. The Nun fucking scared the shit out of me, so I won't say The Nun number two. I'll say it probably number three. Number two, probably Ghostface. So, like, Scream. A lot of Scream movies. Four, It. Pennywise?
Man. Are they supposed to be making a third one?
I don't know, but the movie was fire. Oh, yeah. I think so. I think they're making a new one.
We're like, Pennywise is going against someone else, something like that.
But, and then five, Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, the Antlers is based on Wendigo.
What is that?
It's like an urban legend. Some, like, you know how, like, La Llorona, all that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie,
Chupacabra.
Too.
It's all, like, fake shit.
You say that, bro.
So like the tree monster comes out.
That's the, like, the least likely one, I believe, bro. I was watching like a FaZe Rogue video, bro. No, bro. You know how he does the ghost shit, man?
Yeah.
I don't know if that shit was staged, but when he was doing like a... How do you pronounce the name? La Llorona?
La Llorona.
Well, he fucking started talking, and then she said, push water. You know how she drowned her kids and shit?
Yeah.
And then started playing Mexican music on the spirit box.
Oh, I watched that with his cousin, right?
Yeah. Bro, it started playing Spanish music. Bro, that shit scared the shit out of me. It was like, spirit box is, man, fuck that.
We got a ghost hunt, bro.
My sister got that. Yeah, my sister has a spirit box and shit like that. We were doing that, like, what's that one challenge where you rock back and forth?
Estes Method.
Yes, Estes Method.
Y'all were bro, doing that shit. Didn't invite me, bro?
Bro, I got some shit to tell you, bro. What? All right. It's going to take a dark turn. I'm going to tell you some personal stuff that I haven't told anybody, bro.
I feel like I know how this is going.
Bro, we did it with my mom 2 weeks before she passed away, bro. I don't know if you guys know that shit.
Mm-mm.
And I said something. I heard something. Me and my sister were talking about the shit, too, after it happened. Bro, yeah. The ghost said something. And, like, bro, that shit stuck with me, bro. Because it literally... I don't know how to explain it for it not to be, like, too personal on the podcast, but, like, the ghost said something, and my mom did something, and she passed away. So it blows my mind. It's like, I heard something, I repeated it, and maybe I heard wrong, so I kind of, like, it's weird, bro. That's why I, like, that shit. I believe that shit.
I believe it, too, to be honest.
I
have an EMF reader right here.
That looks like a goddamn walkie-talkie.
It's an EMF reader, bro. Fucking I put my phone next to it, and it goes off. Yeah. I can hear it.
I can hear it.
Yeah, it's like electric fields and shit.
Damn.
Fucking take your sister's spirit box, take that. I'm down to rent out a place, bro.
Fucking the Swiss cottage, or whatever the fuck it is.
I think it was like $600.
A spirit box?
No, they rent out a haunted house.
Supposedly.
You can get a spirit box from anywhere from like 95 to 200.
How much is a REM pod?
A what?
A REM pod.
A REM pod?
They told you $600?
Yeah.
Ooh!
$200.
Yeah, that shit would be kind of fire though, bro.
Bad.
How many people can go?
I think 4.
What's it called?
The Swiss Cottage. Swiss Cottage. Cause I remember us talking about it.
Yeah, that shit looks not kind of nice on also. And I seen on Facebook like events. You can like it's like $60 and you go on like a ghost hunt tour.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are pretty cool. I've been on one, too. I don't know if it was Tinker Swiss, though. I think it was Beloit. It was fire, bro. We went to, like, a graveyard and did it. And then we went to this haunted house. They supposedly was haunted, but that shit was creepy, bro.
Yeah, we'll definitely see if we can, like, just get us through or something.
You feel eerie as fuck. It's just weird.
You feel like someone's watching you all the time?
Yeah, like, I'm telling you. That shit is just like...
Yeah.
Feels weird.
Alright. Top 5 candy.
Halloween candy or candy in general?
Let's say Halloween candy.
Yeah, Halloween candy. Okay. If I get this, I'm trick-or-treating... And how, bro, you know those fucking Tootsie Rolls that aren't Tootsie Rolls, but they're the flavored ones?
Fruitsies?
No. They're by Tootsie Roll, I'm saying. They're like...
Yeah, I know.
They're...
The blue ones are vanilla.
Yeah, bro, the vanilla ones? Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's my... Butterfingers? Reese's?
Yeah.
the Jolly Rancher sticks.
Oh my god, I haven't had that in so long.
Yeah, the Jolly Rancher sticks, and then I'll say a pixie stick filled with fentanyl. I'm joking. I'm joking. This last one. Probably, I'll say Skittles. I fuck with Skittles. But then, Halloween candy, you don't obviously get, like, trick-or-treating candy corn, top tier.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, trick-or-treating type candy. I
think you guys ever had, like, pumpkins?
They're made. I love the pumpkins, bro. Yeah.
I love the pumpkins. I've seen they make, like, little packets now that they give out of, like, candy corn.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire.
What's
yours?
Mine or
Dylan's? Let's do Dylan first, then you.
I'd have to say my top five really is like the Jolly Rancher sticks, like he did, Skittles, the Reese's, the pumpkin Reese's though.
The ones that are shaped like a pumpkin, yeah.
And then Almond Joys, and then. Trying to think. It's been so long since I've been trick-or-treating. I don't even remember.
You're a Twizzler guy, huh?
No. I'm not a real big fan of Twizzlers.
That was going to be in my top five. The rainbow Twizzlers.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What? Those are nasty.
Those are fucking disgusting.
Oh my god, bro.
Those are fucking disgusting, dude. About? I can't.
They're fruity.
You are literally a fruit cup for saying that. God, I knew you were gonna say that. That is disgusting, bro. Bro, I can't believe you just said, bro, those are literally the worst flavored fucking Twizzlers of all time.
You eat cherry Twizzlers, don't you?
No. I don't eat Twizzlers, that's the funny thing, but if I was, it's gonna be the strawberry ones, bitch.
It'd be the black licorice.
You're disgusting! You're even worse than Alex!
You would have black licorice?
No, that's
Bruce would have.
Oh, okay. I thought you were. All right, bro.
Nah, but I can't stand that. I don't even eat Twizzlers like that, anyways.
Black licorice is fucking gross.
You munch on that shit daily, bro.
Bro, it's like chewing a fucking tire,
a leather belt.
Bro, that disgusting. All right, what's your top five, Alex? Since you just said rainbow licorice.
No, it's out of my top five now.
We just bullied that shit out.
Whoppers.
Holy shit.
What are you going to say, Milk Duds next?
Milk Duds aren't bad.
Milk Duds are better than Whoppers.
Bad, but they're better than Whoppers.
Whoppers right. Than fucking
Skittles.
Rainbow Lakers.
Skittles, Reese's, Sugar Babies.
Sugar Babies. I got to look at those.
Those are pretty things. Good. The fucking popcorn balls.
Oh, dude, I didn't have one, bro. I know what you're talking about. The big old.
You gotta
balls.
Go to the rich neighborhood for those, though.
Oh god.
Okay. I know what those are. Wait, what did you say? Popcorn balls?
Yeah, you know, like it's like in a black and orange packaging. It's like a big ball of popcorn. You never had those? What?
No. I don't like popcorn, so.
Then I'd have to say. Oh. The Jolly Rancher sticks.
Jolly Rancher sticks are fire, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you guys like the type of kid to go up to a take one bowl and pour the whole bowl into your bag, or is it like
you feel bad? You've done that with us before.
Bro, I feel so bad, bro. Now that I'm older, I'm like, bro, I should have just put one in instead of taking the whole bowl, bro.
You're a naughty boy. Naughty.
I was wearing a mask, so no face, no case. You know what I'm saying?
They weren't catching shit.
But I, man, now that I'm older, I'm like, bro, candy's fucking damn near fucking free. You can buy a whole big ass bag.
Yeah.
For $8.
I'm good.
That's probably what I'm gonna do this year. Fuck that trick or treating shit. I'm just gonna chill in my room. Turn on some Netflix.
Trick or treat anyways after you turn 18. It's against the law.
It's not against the law.
I heard you get in trouble for it if you do it.
If you wear a Spider-Man costume, nobody's catching you, buddy.
Oh, what? Why would I put on a Spider-Man
costume? Bro, and my print's going to be bigger than most 13-year-olds, and they're going to be like, what is going on?
I'm just a big 13-year-old, don't worry.
This motherfucker said his print's going to be big. Golly.
It's probably going to be cold as shit that night, so they're like, average 13-year-old.
Yeah, it was shrimpy.
Oh my god.
What's y'all's dream Halloween costume?
Spider-Man.
Like the actual, like, actual?
No. If I was to have, like, an actual dream costume, bro, it would have to be, like, Captain America, like, Civil War. Bro, Captain America, bro? Like, the leather, bro? Oh my god. Like, vibranium shield? Or like stainless steel shield, bro. That'd fucking be so dope.
I'd probably have to go like Batman, bro.
Like Travis Scott type shit.
Look like a roach. Like an actual like fucking $10,000 Batman costume.
I was gonna say that or like Black Panther, bro. Like the where like his costume lights up purple and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be dope as fuck. What about you, Dylan?
I'd have to go with the
What, Iron Man?
No.
That'd be fucking dope as fuck.
Oh, an actual Iron Man costume, bro?
Like Jarvis, like...
Like the red one or the silver one?
That silver War Machine's dope.
The silver one I like is pretty fun. I'd have to go with the silver one if I was going to go with Iron Man.
Really dope. Now that I think about it, I've never seen someone wear the original Iron Man costume. You know, like the first... Like, suit he had? Or it was, like, just a big-ass head?
Oh, the silver?
Yeah.
Just all silver? Yeah. That is dope. I am Iron Man.
That movie's fire. Wait, Dylan, did you say yours?
The silver Iron Man. The original.
Oh, yeah. If you were in a horror movie, what would you least be scared in and most be scared in?
Alright, you ready? I'd most be scared of Pennywise, bro.
Oh my god.
Bro, he literally feeds off your fear. You're gonna say you're not scared of nothing? Bullshit, man. Bro, you're scared of something.
Especially when he turns into that fucking creature.
Oh. Least scared of Chucky, bro.
Oh, that is...
Bro, who the fuck... Bro, how... Or Leprechaun. Leprechaun. Leprechaun, bro.
Oh. Chucky's less scary than Leprechaun. You punt that little motherfucker, bro.
Just bro, Leprechaun, like, Leprechaun is skin, bro. Chucky's like a hard doll. I don't know, man.
Isn't it like if you, like, break the doll or something like that, you, like, the soul goes into another one?
I think so.
I don't know how the whole story is. It's like a soul went into the doll.
But I think Leprechaun I'm least scared of, bro. Doesn't he have magical powers, though?
I think so.
I don't know, but I'm not scared. Ugly as hell. Ugly, bro. He, like, bro, when I seen that movie for the first time, it kind of creeped me out, bro. I thought that shit was weird. Who else? Freddy Krueger, bro. I think he's not that scary.
Bro. Oh, but if you go to sleep, you're dead.
Bro, you seen the one movie with Freddy Krueger where all them kids knew how to, like, do that shit in their dreams where they could turn into superheroes and shit and they were fighting Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
I'd be like that, man. I would take my Captain America costume to sleep with me, bro. I'd be fucking him up. What about you, Dylan? Who are you most scared of?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. If I was ever in a movie with the nun is fucking creepy. I'm not gonna lie.
But, oh, yeah. Mm-mm. No, you just need some holy water for real, bro.
Oh, yeah, and then she just doesn't die by
hisses and shit. Fuck. You get the fucking gun with holy water in that bitch? Like a squirt gun? Squirt oh, yeah. Burns. Like a super soaker full of fucking holy water?
Least scared of? I would have to say least scared of was Krampus, really. Because if you ever were in a movie with Krampus... He only goes for certain people. So if you're on his good side, he wouldn't really get you.
Isn't it like the whole nice list and naughty list thing?
Kinda.
You'd be on the naughty list, bitch.
Well, in that situation, I tried to get on the good list. I ain't trying to get eaten by no Jack in the Box.
What about you, Ox?
I'd probably be most scared in the fucking Conjuring.
Conjuring?
There's so much shit going on. Isn't Conjuring where, like, all the toys and shit are alive?
That's Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. That's what I'm most scared of. Poltergeist.
That is a creepy-ass movie.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'd be least scared in Scream.
It has to be someone in your circle.
Yeah, and they're human. They're not like demonic.
They have been killed before. Yeah, I get you on that because you just have to get lucky, really.
Yeah.
You gotta like put puzzle pieces together, but they're like, once they put that suit on, man, why are they so fucking fast?
I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like that would kind of be scary, though, because, like, they're in your circle and they know you are all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're not, like, demonic where they can come back and shit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he is human, so, I mean, that is, like, compared to, like, who's all... Freddy's not human. He's mutant. Michael's fucking... inevitable, I guess.
We'll see if he comes back.
Is he human or is he dead?
Bro, who knows? They're probably just done filming it.
Yeah, they're probably just retiring and just made it end.
Has he ever took his mask off in one of the movies? I don't remember.
I think so.
It's been taken off, but nobody's seen his face, really.
I don't know if he's like a dead, like Jason Voorhees dead, but just a demon.
Alright.
Terrifier would be scary too.
Yeah, you can't survive that, bro.
He gets resurrected. That little girl's there, takes his head and resurrects him.
Bro, yeah, that dude is like, I don't know. He's ruthless.
And he does like the most nastiest shit.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. He's just... fuck that.
In the second one, didn't the girl cut his head off with a sword?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the little art girl took his head and resurrected him.
She had some type of fucking superpowers after... Bro, that movie is so fucking stupid.
It was so stupid, but good.
Yeah.
Like, it was... The whole thing was like... spoiler, I don't know. How people haven't watched it, but it was like her dad wrote a story that became true, and that sword was in the story, and then she got the sword, and that was like the way to kill him.
Alright. I got a question. You guys, Walking Dead zombies, okay? So, normal, perfect zombies, not like fucking DayZ zombies. What is your weapon of choice? And what's your weapon of choice, and where would you make base at or camp?
A katana.
Katana?
Yeah, because if you got a gun, you're going to run out of bullets, and you got to go search for bullets. Katana. And it
leads them in, yeah.
Katanas are long, you can sharpen them.
I was going to say the same thing. The katanas.
Low-key, I would do,
I would probably do, like a machete, because of how thick they are. And you could always sharpen them just like a katana. Like, I feel like they're more durable. I don't know. Depending on the maker of it, obviously. And then, I would say, yeah, probably a machete. And then I would probably want to make base at, like, Home Depot. Like, but yeah. Then you gotta worry about food. I mean, they have, like... planting seeds and soil, so I think like as long as I have like enough supplies to grow some food for a little bit, I think Home Depot, because they got all the wood. I think
the wood is the main part in the fencing and shit like that.
Yeah. And they have, like, you know, gardening tools or machetes and all that, too.
You can make, like, a stakes, like, where they stick out the ground and prevent that type of shit.
Yeah.
Kind of make, like, that my home.
That'd probably be the
best. Or would you guys... Home. Yeah, Home Depot or Lowe's. I think any, like, hardware. I even think, like, our work, like, a steel shop would even be good.
Our work, yeah. Because you got all the wood. The steel.
Literally, you could fucking make the steel into any weapon you want.
Yeah. Fucking make a wooden handle and make a blade. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got any Halloween stuff to talk about doing?
Let's see what we got going.
Oh, are you guys the type of family to put up the Christmas tree the day after Halloween or the day after Thanksgiving?
The day after Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Damn, y'all have that tree up early.
Damn. Day after Halloween, it's like Jack Frost is on your TV. God damn.
My mom has always done that. Always done it for years. She's always... She thinks that as soon as November... comes around since the Thanksgiving, all that, she puts the tree up. Because then again, you got Black Friday and all that, and you start Christmas shopping in November.
My mom usually does like Halloween decorations, and then she'll do after Halloween, she'll do like fall decorations, and then after Thanksgiving, Christmas decorations.
My family is usually like probably third week, and I'll say the week before. Thanksgiving, we'll probably put the tree up. We probably won't decorate it just yet. It'll just kind of be in the corner. Yeah. And then, so once we go, like, Black Friday shopping, we can wrap gifts then, and then put them under the tree.
Man, y'all put gifts under the tree early.
Yeah. I think she just likes to wrap them and get them so they don't sit in the rooms and stuff like that.
And yeah, make it kind of decorative, too.
Yeah, it looks nice, even if it's, I know Thanksgiving is a little bit better than Christmas, but.
I still disagree with you on that. That's crazy. The only thing that's good about Thanksgiving is literally Christmas. Cool. You can make cookies, you get snow, you can go have snowball fights outside.
Bro, is it just me, or has it fucking been snowing on Halloween and Thanksgiving more than Christmas lately?
Yeah.
Bro, it's been fucking terrible weather recently. I think
I only remember once where it snowed on Christmas.
Bro, I don't even remember. Bro, I love snow only on Christmas.
It's the only day.
That's the only day I like snow.
I like snow when I was a kid. Like, nowadays, it's like, oh, I gotta drive through this shit. When I was a kid, oh, hopefully I'm off school today. Hopefully, like, I'm gonna go outside today. Now it's just like, damn, I gotta go to work in this shit.
Yeah, work doesn't give us the day off.
Nope.
I miss snow days.
Oh, God.
Dude, them canceling school, bro. Hopping on the 360 or the Xbox One S and we're playing fucking GTA.
Oh my god, bro.
Snowing. Oh, GTA on Christmas Day?
Oh my god, yes. They fucking make it snow in the map, bro. Or that one time, what was it, Christmas break where I came over and it was... We were playing fucking Season 7 on Fortnite. Oh my god.
Bro, every time there's either a spring break, summer break, Christmas break... Bro, Alex was at my house, bro.
Season 7 probably my favorite season.
Bro. Season 7? Season 8 was like my comp stage. I was comp.
Yeah, that's scrims. Like ballers and all that too, wasn't it?
Yep, scrims.
Baller. Wars Cannonball.
I liked that season, bro. The pirate season. I liked that season for some reason.
That was the free season.
It was free, wasn't it?
It was free.
It was free?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember it being free, bro. Because I think I bought all of it.
That's the only season that they made free.
Damn, I don't even remember that, bro.
Yeah.
I remember that because I was taking, like, driver's ed during the time, bro. So I'd get out of fucking driver's ed, and I was straight on the computer. I was straight on the Xbox. Yeah, I didn't have a computer then.
Yeah, we were broke.
I would hook up a keyboard and mouse to that bitch.
I remember, bro.
Yeah. Now I'm like, now in my head, I'm like, bro, keyboard and mouse is so fucking gay. No, whoa, I should... Rewind! It's so fucking stupid. I don't know. I can only play keyboard and mouse on certain games.
Yeah, like CSGO, I'll play keyboard and mouse.
CSGO, yeah. CSGO is one of the only games. I won't play Minecraft on keyboard and mouse. I won't play Call of Duty. If you play Call of Duty on keyboard and mouse, you're stupid.
They're fucking
Dylan? People do it. I don't know how they do it.
Dylan, you don't play it, do you? Because I know Brandon switched to it, bro. He only plays keyboard and mouse. I'm like, dude.
Like, how?
I grew up with controller only, bro. I'm not going to go switch my method to be better. No, yeah. I'm gonna play it the fun way, not the sweaty way.
You can still be sweaty on controller.
Yeah, yeah, but like...
But you're not over your fucking...
The keyboard has the advantage because of the fucking... The aiming...
It's only because the mouse is the only reason why.
Yeah, but bro, I can't wait for Christmas, bro. I don't know. I can't wait for November. Like right now, October to fucking December is the best time of the year, bro. And then January hits and it's like, bro. Why?
It's so cold.
Why?
Hopefully, it doesn't snow in May like it did last year. Literally snowed like, what, May
27th, 28th? That's fucking insane.
It probably will.
If you guys could be in any Halloween movie, what would it be? Like, any one of them.
Like, live in it?
Yeah, like, live in it. Any one of them.
Bro, I guess he'll be Halloween, bro. Cause it's nothing serious, bro. It's just funny as fuck. You got like, no offense, this retard going around town on a bicycle all the time with the fucking, a fucking thermos that has anything in it, bro. That shit's hilarious. I don't know. I love that movie.
You said Halloween.
Yeah.
Is a kid on a bike in Halloween? I don't remember a kid with a thermos on a bike on Halloween.
Who be Halloween?
Huh?
With Adam? Who be Halloween? Who be? Here, I'll pull it up on the screen. Give me a second.
I thought you were talking about like Michael Myers Halloween. I'm like, I don't remember a kid being on a bike.
Do you know what Who be Halloween is?
No.
All right, I'm gonna pull it up. Give me a second.
I think mine would be I want to try to live in the world with Jigsaw.
He really targets people that like do shit bad, don't he? Don't he like
right, go after the government? There, I'm gonna share my screen.
He might.
Oh, I already told you, Bruce. Never mind.
Have you guys seen this movie?
No.
You guys haven't seen this fucking movie?
I think he's talking about a horror movie, Bruce.
Oh, if you're talking about
that's
a horror
hilarious.
Movie.
That's hilarious. Actually, I have seen that. That's
this movie is fucking hilarious, bro.
Bro, only because Adam Sandler, bro.
Bro, he's literally a dumbass riding around town with a fucking bicycle in a thermos that fucking, I don't know. Fucking hilarious. But if you're talking about a horror movie?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know, man. Horror movie that I would want to be in. Nothing like painful, like, bro. Oh my goodness, this is a good, it's a good question, but I don't have a good answer. Probably Chucky again, cause bro, he's not scary.
The only thing about him is he's quick.
Low key mice. Like if I see a mouse at work, bro, I get kind of scared. Like I'm like, what the fuck was that? But then I'm like, oh, it's just a mouse. That's how I'd be with him though. I'd be like, what the? I'd be like, what the fuck, bro? I'd punt that motherfucker. Bro, I'd kick his little ass. What if you miss, bro, and he stabs you?
Bro, that little old knife that he's got ain't gonna do nothing. It'll be alright.
Bro, but then I'm scared, bro. Like, if I'm driving my car, he's behind, like, he's, you know what I'm saying? He's in the back seat. I'd be, like, trying to, sometimes I'd be checking my shit just in case. That'd be tough to get, like, strangled, bro.
I don't know, probably The Conjuring. Just a ghost hunt.
Yeah. Ghost hunting. That's decent. Like, what about, like, what do you guys think about, like, the scary movies? Like, the
funny ones?
I think those are funny.
Yeah. Those are fucking hilarious, bro. Have you guys seen, like, the Paranormal Activity, like, fucking skit one with those two brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that movie's hilarious. What is that called?
Isn't Scary Movie 3 the one with the aliens?
I think so.
Which one was the one with Snoop Dogg?
5, with Mac Miller, too. Oh, A Haunted House, that's what it's called. Oh, that movie was fucking hilarious.
That one where that girl was getting fucked by a ghost.
Getting fucked by the ghost.
This shit was funny, bro.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. Scary movies, bro. Fucking hilarious. Here, have you guys seen this fucking, Wait, no, that might not be that one.
What's better, Halloween or Christmas? Vibe. Just vibes.
Christmas vibes are top tier, bro. Bro, then I start playing that fucking, that Christmas music Fortnite track.
Oh my god, bro, that shit is nostalgia. Nostalgia, bro.
So that had to be the one. Halloween's cool and all, but like Christmas is just fucking.
Here, I'm gonna play a video for us real quick, guys. All right,
what are you finna play, bro? You got your audio on?
It should be on. Can you hear it?
Obamacare gives senior citizens access to cheaper drugs, free preventative care, and it closes the Medicare Part D loophole.
And how does that help if I get shampoo in my dick hole?
What?
You mean to tell me you ain't never got shampoo in your pee hole?
Okay, maybe like once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice when you was playing with yourself.
No, I wasn't playing with myself. I was showering. Crazy got up in there.
Bullshit. Cam Newton's law of gravity is that thing must be up in order for that soap to go down.
Well, either way, that shit stings like hell.
Thing like a mother, man. It feel like it's a hornet up in there. And he found out his girl been, you know, doing her thing with another man.
Exactly.
I don't understand why the shampoo company can't fix that, man. They got no more tears. Why they can't make no more hornets in your dick?
I don't really think they expect you to use no more tears on your dick.
Well, why they call it Johnson & Johnson?
I got a better question, man. What the hell are two stoners doing wandering around these spooky-ass woods?
Look, it's gonna be worth it. I told you, this is Humboldt County. This is where all the growers grow they bomb-ass shit.
You think they gonna be cool with us just helping ourselves?
Look, man, we ain't taking no plants. We gonna snip a few buds, know what I'm saying? It's going to grow back just like a lobster paw, you know? That's how nature do.
I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel right.
Man, they ain't going to care. Look, man, we're going to be cool. We're going to roll one blunt, and we're going to get up out of here.
Just one?
Just one.
They won't care, huh? Man, just keep running. Holy shit, is that a drone? They're going off Zero Dark 30 on our ass.
Big ass blunt.
Yo, I think they gone. Oh, whoa. It's a cabin in the woods. We need to go hide over in there.
Nah, man, I'm not going in. That reminds me of a horror movie I once saw.
What horror movie?
The one with the cabin in the woods.
Friday the 13th?
No, the one with the cabin in the woods.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, the one with the cabin in the woods.
The Ring?
Uh-uh. The one with the cabin in the woods.
Blair Witch Project.
No, man. The one with the cabin in the woods.
The Monsters.
That wasn't in the woods. That wasn't even a damn movie.
Look, man. We ain't got time for this shit right now. We need to get to that cabin in the woods.
How's that sound?
It sound like the house selling. It look new.
All right, I'm gonna take a look around.
Oh yeah.
Ah! What is that? We're shooting.
There.
Where?
The dark.
There?
No, this dark. Over there.
What the hell was that?
Big ass Alaskan king crab just ran up on me, man.
Crab? Cuz, we banging.
Marcus, put the guns down, man.
Put yours down first, homie.
I don't three. One, two, three.
Damn.
You wanna try that again?
Sure.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Uno, dos, tres.
Man, we could do this shit all day. Truce?
Truce.
Hey, yo, DeAndre. Look, homie. It's two little girls.
They're little racist girls, man. Wearing blackface.
Hey, little girl. What's your name? What'd she say?
She said, I wonder what your leg tastes like.
What? Ah, man, this little spider girl bit me.
Maybe you're gonna get superpowers.
Ain't no black superheroes.
I'm on it.
Hey, yo! Ah!
It's hilarious.
I think them the missing kids from the news.
How can you be so sure?
Look,
I don't know, man.
Well, if it is the missing kids, I'm gonna take that reward money and I'm gonna buy me a yacht, fill it with cash, bitches, and a shark.
Why would you want to buy a shark?
Trust me, we're gonna need a shark.
Oh, yeah, that's something here that I need.
That shit was hilarious. Man, bro, that fucking movie is hilarious, bro. R.I.P. Mac Miller. Oh, you guys fuck with his music? I love his music.
I don't
music,
listen to it too much, but if it's on, I fuck with it.
Yeah. Missed like Calls. I thought. Bro, you gotta play Missed Calls by Mac Miller, bro. Holy. Beautiful artwork. But he's funny as fuck, bro. That fucking. I forgot how funny that shit was. Yeah. That. They three little racist girls or some shit like that. That shit.
They got on blackface. Bro, we gotta like binge watch horror movies and drink.
I don't drink Capri Suns.
Right. Anyways, I don't got anything else.
It's been a fucking funny ass fucking Rainbow Twizzlers. Holy shit.
They're fire, bro. You just gotta like.
No.
You just love trying. The yellow. Oh my god. I've had them before.
I have too.
Try them again, bro.
No.
No, thank you.
Just one more time.
No thanks.
For me?
Just one little nibble.
What? This is what happens when you fucking eat Rainbow Twizzlers. You act like a fucking fruit.
Jesus. If we were all a fruit, what would we be?
Fruit? You'd be like a fucking goddamn blueberry.
You'd be blueberry, blue-ass room.
Bro, the lights are actually white in person. The camera makes it look blue.
I don't know. I'll be like a pineapple.
Dragon fruit.
You're trying to always be different, dude.
Exotic-ass dude, bro.
I like dude, dragon fruit, bro.
You're literally a fucking orange, bro. If you're a fruit, you're a fucking orange.
Dragon fruit is fire, bro. Dragon fruit is fire.
You're a fucking orange. Like, one of the oranges that, like, not a cutie, bro. You're a fucking regular-ass orange. The nasty-ass orange.
You're a blood orange. I'd
rather be a mango.
Oh, yeah. Blood orange. That's what, yeah. You're a blood orange.
Ew.
I'm like a fucking, like a fucking lime.
Bro, you're like a fucking petite banana.
Petite banana, one of the little ones that are fucking like 97 cents. Oh my god.
Wait, what do you even do hot takes?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
You go first, Bruce.
I was trying to pretend like my camera froze.
It looked like it at first.
It did.
Go. I should have been like, I didn't even come up with a hot take today. I wasn't even thinking much, but,
if you don't, I got one.
All right, go ahead. I'll think.
Bro, to be honest, I think when the Halloween candy comes out, the pumpkin candy corn is, like, one of the best candies out there. Not gonna lie.
I low-key kind of agree with you, but I've met so many people that fucking hate it because it's too sweet or something like that.
They say it's sweet.
They say you're just chewing on wax. That's what they say. That's why people.
They say it tastes like a candy.
Yeah. All right, I got mine. You ready?
Yeah.
Apple pie is overrated.
Fuck apple pie.
I'm gonna agree with you on that because everybody eats apple pie for like Thanksgiving and all that.
Pumpkin pie is the best, bro.
Fuck apple pie, bro. Fuck. Pecan pie. If I can't even eat this shit.
Is it pecan? Fuck or pecan?
I think it's pecan.
I think it's pecan.
Yeah.
You gotta ask Google. You gotta do that Google Translate.
What is it?
Pecan or pecan?
You're gonna read it, and your brain's gonna tell you pecan.
My hot take is we would never have our YouTube channels if it wasn't for FaZe.
Loki, I think you've had the YouTube channel before. FaZe obviously inspired us, but I think Vine. You know Vine, bro?
Yeah.
Vine a couple started of
back then.
Vine started a lot for us. But I guess FaZe and Vine were around the same time. I agree with you. FaZe, Loki, made us
fanboy. You think we would have started gaming like that if it wasn't for FaZe?
Hell no. FaZe inspired us so bad. All of us.
What year was
FaZe's prime? Imagine if we did.
2016? 2016 FaZe House?
What were you saying, Dylan?
Imagine if FaZe never, if we never knew about FaZe or anything, where do you think we would be at today?
I honestly don't even think gaming in general would be like what it is.
FaZe inspired fucking, bro. Bro, FaZe moved with every single fucking trend there was.
Like, there'd probably no competitive Call of Duty.
Bro, Call of Duty, CSGO, Fortnite, bro. Bro, they signed Tfue at the highest stage in Fortnite. And he was literally the person to fucking be better than Ninja.
Yeah.
He was insane, bro. Obviously, now you got FNCS. They're nothing like them guys, but it's totally different.
That probably wouldn't be a thing, like, at all.
FNCS?
Yeah, like the World Cup. I feel like FaZe started, like, competitive, like, all around.
MLG and shit like that?
Yeah.
Them and Optic. But FaZe... FaZe was fucking top tier, bro. I love FaZe. I always, like... I still watch their new FaZe shit, too.
Yeah.
They're funny as fuck now. I've been watching their lives. I haven't... Actually, it's been, like, a couple weeks since I watched the live stream, but... Man, they were fucking...
Their subathon just ended.
I seen that. Yeah, it started... I didn't watch any of the subathon, but... I thought that shit was... Like, I'd watch clips of it. Sketch.
30 days straight, 24/7.
That's insane. That's a lot of fucking work.
Like, could you I imagine being on camera for 30 days straight?
24/7?
Sleeping on camera.
They were sleeping on camera?
Yeah.
Was it pointing towards them or what?
I think it was like... Yeah, I think so. Like, if they're, like, doing something, they'd, like, black out the camera.
Like, taking a fucking shit?
No, like, if they're doing, like... I know Adapt, like, blacked his shit out because he was doing, like... Some, like, freaky shit. They all dyed their hair blonde.
I seen that. I did see that. It's funny. You're going to have blonde hair in a couple months. Or silver.
No. No, not me.
Yeah.
Fryfish just started at Six Flags.
I want to go. But I don't know if we could even make it out there with all these fucking busy-ass weekends coming up.
Yeah.
You want to end it off there? That was a good fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Let's end it off there.
All right. I hope y'all enjoyed the third episode of the 3rd to the 25th with co-host Bruce, co-host Dylan, and me, Alex. Where can they find you, Bruce?
At AG Hercules on YouTube. And nowhere else.
What is it, AG underscore Hercules? Underscore?
No, it's just, yeah, on Instagram, yeah.
Dylan?
You can find me at
Cookie Monster.
No, it's Deal Pickle on Instagram and on YouTube, NBA Deal.
Yep. NBA Rider all together on TikTok, NBA.Rider on Instagram, and NBA Rider on YouTube. Hope y'all enjoyed the third episode. See y'all next week. Peace.
You guys want to bust out?